I am Reidun Lied from Weed Specialized University in Norway, and I've written this article in collaboration with my colleagues Hanne Maria Bingen and Simen Steindahl. The aim of our study was to explore and describe part-time nursing students' experiences and to assess the relevance of Gilly Salmon's model for online collaboration applied in a blended learning course in physiology. A pre-course in advance of the physiology course was designed as a digital Christmas calendar, as it took place in December. The purpose was to welcome the students into a non-threatening online environment and to prepare them for online collaboration. Both courses were designed in line with Salmon's model. The students experienced that the way the teacher facilitated the course and gave feedback was crucial for their learning of physiology. However, we found challenges embedded in the course design, and the students' experiences ranged from being successful to being at risk of dropout. The voluntary participation made them unsure of how to perform their role, and this seemed to prevent them from acting responsibly in online collaboration. A waiting game occurred, which seemed to prevent them from developing self-directed learning strategies. Salmon's model implies waiting, as it is based on asynchronous written communication. We suggest to combine the model with synchronous activities. Furthermore, our study supports previous findings that physiology is a difficult subject to learn. The students' lack of confidence concerning the academic content of physiology seemed to lead to a greater dependency on the teacher than Salmon's model suggests. This may indicate that the model has limited potential in teaching and learning physiology. Thanks for watching.